the City of Angels is black and gold. You are listening to the Heart of LAFC podcast. And now, Joseph Zacher.
Greetings, Los Angeles. Welcome to episode 383 of the Heart of LAFC podcast. We're going to call this one underperformance for very obvious reasons, as one under did his job while the rest didn't quite do their jobs. We will cover the last match, the current slump, and of course, the happy news tonight is LAFC 2 enters the U.S. Open Cup in style. So yes, a lot to cover today. Some fun, some not so fun. I think, of course, it's only fitting. We got to have our crew here. Of course, Ersley's not with us tonight, but she did prep us pretty well for LAFC 2, so we'll get you covered on that. She'll be back soon. Crazy times, that's for sure. Of course, Bam over there with 2 days ago. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, you know, getting close. So I got one more day of work to go, then got to pack, and then I'll be over there with you with a bunch of goodies.
There we go. Tim Tams on arrival. Yes. Yeah, loving it, Bam. Can't wait to have you here. And of course, San Diego is going to be a blast. I'll just leave it right there. of course, Tony's in the mix as well, as busy as ever. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing all right. Just, you know, frustrated with the performance that we're putting up. And it just reminded me of old times of the end of our first head coach era.
Yeah, right. The stall, I guess you could say. If you look at the points per game, well, yeah, they kind of match up kind of towards his end. But yeah, it's not a great start. There's a lot of reasons why. We'll definitely cover that tonight. It ain't just on him, right? There's a lot of faces that players that need to step up, and we'll cover that for sure. Of course, I want to start on happy note. After watching LAFC 2 tonight, let's give them their shout out before we get into the LAFC madness at hand. Of course, LAFC 2 thumped FC Arizona 7-1 tonight. Really, really impressive. If you got to watch the game, yeah, kids looked all right. You know, that first half vibe they had from their last opener, yeah, that's kind of where they were at in this one. Touches look great, movement off the ball, crossing when you're supposed to, not ball hogging. It's kind of refreshing to watch people doing their jobs properly and getting the job done. Of course, FC Arizona, I know it's a couple steps down from LAFC 2, but still, you got to do the job. You got to be effective. You got to get it done. And they didn't let off the gas, so kudos to them getting that work taken care of. Of course, not only did they do that, they did beat Ventura County 3-1 as well in their first edition of, you know, whatever they want to call it. But yeah, the rivalry match. Don't like the name, so I won't go there. But yeah, they did get that win as well. Both teams are kind of on a collision course. If you look at the Open Cup, both bought in 7 goals in their last Open Cup matches. So kind of interesting, that's for sure. Of course, it was a signing for LAFC 2 as well, as they got Tommy Mihalik from Skokie, Illinois, signed for 2025 season, 1-year club option to 2026. So it was a new face there as well. And since we're on them, I will say they are going to play again April 6th. So a little bit of a break for the boys to play against Houston for that match. 4 p.m. kickoff, streamed as always. It's an away day, so don't go to Titan Stadium, guys, because they won't be there. So that is what's going on with LAFC 2. Like I said, I want to start with something happy before we get into the not-so-fun stuff. But yeah, LAFC 2 doing the job. Good on them. Keep going with it. I guess it's a big pot this year as well if you win the Open Cup. So, hey, run with it, guys. Do the best you possibly can. Looks like 32-52 came out pretty decent for this one. They're just going to get stronger every match you're in it. So go for it. Go for it. Bam, how are you feeling about that lovely victory by LAFC 2?
Oh, it's a great victory. I'm not going to take anything away from them, but it should be the main side in that comp, to be plain and simple. You know, it's good that these kids are showing what LAFC is about, showing that we are pure grit and determination, showing what it's like to score goals, which is good for the senior team to look at and go from there. But to me, it should just be the senior team in there. I'm sorry.
No, for the sake of the tournament, I mean, it's a joke. It is a joke. Not that our boys are playing there, but it's just, why do you throw all the second teams in? It is embarrassing. But you know what? MLS has to get with it, because now they actually have competition. Some will laugh, But seeing the investors involved with USL at this point, seeing the money that's coming into it, now the promotion and relegation getting voted on, there's a sleeping giant with this. And yeah, you can laugh it off now at the current level that they're at, but they're not that far off. You'll learn really quickly here. So we'll see where that goes. But yeah, check the rearview mirror because somebody could be up in you real quick. On that note, let's move on to the next, of course, and talk about the top side and where they're at right now. Of course, they played Austin FC over the weekend. Tony and I were there. I mean, yeah, very, very frustrating, I think, is the easiest way to say it, especially after giving up a goal early. I'll have Tony go through the highlights, but let me talk about who was in the lineup for this one, because in truth, I think most of us were happy with the lineup that featured. We thought, oh, yeah, that's the right one. That's what you should be going with. Those are the ones that have been playing pretty decent in the lead up, and then it got kind of weird. So Lloris, of course, was in goal. Long and Tafari were in center back position. Palencia and Hollingshead were in their natural roles. Midfield, natural roles. Delgado, Jesus, Tillman, right? No shock there. Up top, Ewobise was center forward. Under and Bwanga, yeah, the new guy, right? Gets to start the game. This should be what we think might be our strongest lineup outside of maybe Tafari, right? But still, he's a good player. There's no question about that. It should have been better. It should have been better. Looking at where Austin was at, they had Stuver back in net. No shock there. Hines, Ike, and Svalik as their center backs. Gallagher and Biro as their outside backs. Sabovic and, yeah, our old friend Sanchez, Ilie. Yep, holding it down in the midfield for them. Wolf and Bukari were their outsides. And then Uzuni and Vasquez were up top. Yep. Kind of their typical 4-4-2, pretty standard in the approach. Again, we know how this team plays. You know, defensively, they don't allow much. Most games, they tend to have more expected goals than the other side. But every game's a 1-0. Really interesting crowd. Of course, guess what happens in this game? I'll throw it over to Tony.
Pretty much just a stalemate throughout the whole time. There were some chances, of course, with Bwanga, and Under is only honestly the only one really worth talking about, because everyone else is just was just there. Like, is the best way to say it. We didn't show up. We didn't do anything. You can fully see that in the 11th minute for Austin's goal for Biro, who literally, I don't know, cross in again, hard, difficult, like header shot, but. Or sorry, shot, but you there's a person there, Tillman, not at the post, just standing there, just doing nothing, and it's just like, I don't put that on Lloris at all, because he dove for it, he did everything he could and everything, but Tillman was just there, and that pretty much, if you want to set up the game, and I know there's a lot more to talk about with that, that was how we played, is we were just there. There was no passion, there was no. There's no for it. Like, I don't want to go into that, like, the meme of no passion, you know, there's no everything, because there wasn't. Like, what, no. There's, like, only the only other highlight is we had another Frenchman, if you saw who was there, and then you saw Aldria was there to talk. But throughout the whole game, Bwanga was just passing the ball to nothing or waiting till last minute, playing selfishly. Under was the only one, like, was creating anything. And Martinez, of course, was doing as much as he could, but couldn't do anything when there was no movement in the midfield, when we don't have any defined. And you especially see that with Ilie coming back, and it's like, what could have been?
Dude, no doubt about it. I mean, there was zero urgency in this match. It didn't feel like it to me. It felt like a practice game. I don't know. There was no, like, edge, gutsy stuff, get stuck in. Again, the only guy, like you said, that really featured in the first half was Under. Like, he was all over the place. He was very unfortunate not to get a goal. I mean, that one to the back post, he curled, two, they curled, let's be honest. Could have been there, you know, a little bit more. It happens, a little bit more familiarity. It definitely happens. He had his chances. There's no doubt he took the chances. He made himself available continually through the match. Problem was, it wasn't getting the service you would expect. And that stinks. That always, especially when it comes from a player that knows better. yeah, it drives you crazy. This was probably one of the poorest performances, I'd say, for Bwanga in a very long time. It was tough to watch on his end. He just wasn't himself. Yes, Martinez came in. He entertains us like he always does. But there's only a handful right now that are. When you've lost three in a row, this is what they kind of looks like when you're slumping. And this is where we're at. Outside of that, I mean, who else to write home about? Not much. A bit of a boring setup from the crew. Of course, you look at Austin FC. They did exactly what they needed to do. They got their lead. They held when they needed to. Bend, not break. Right. Sanchez controlling tempo as best that he does. Lasting for most of the match, like always. And he walks away victorious. It's rough. That's for sure. Not loving any of this. Bam, your thoughts on the match?
With such an early kickoff time for me, I set my alarm, woke up for it, fell asleep straight away, woke up to the halftime music that they play on Apple TV. So had to go back and rewatch the first half. A lot of things could have happened with that goal. You know, Tillman could have put his foot out to stop it. Lloris did get a hand to it. Wasn't a strong hand, but, you know, it is what it is. The fact that we had 14 shots and only three on target is a bit dismal for me because, you know, Austin had 10 shots with three on target and they scored one of them. So for me, it was more we just weren't getting shots on target. That was the big thing. We needed to start getting more shots on target. I don't care we have 20, 30 shots a game. Just want a good, you know, a third on target. Like, you know, 3 out of 10 on target is not bad. You know, should have at least 4 or 5 out of 14 on target.
Well, adding to it, we had 72% of the possession. We had the ball to create our opportunities we needed to create. What did we do with it? 3 shots on goal for an entire game when you have that much possession? It's bad news. There's a lack of ideas going on right now. That's what we're seeing here. I won't call it a lack of passion. I think it's a lack of organization in many cases. Some guys are playing selfish. We know who they are. Others put in the work, but we're getting bossed, man. Like the midfield just isn't stepping up to where it needs to be. I think we're thin. Our options are thin there, and it's showing already. Something's got to give, that's for sure. Tony, anything else you want to add to this mess of a match?
Nothing really. Just like I said in the beginning, there's a lack of fight going on. Like, granted, we didn't make it to the next round, but if we continue this the way we're going this season, I don't see us making the playoffs. I don't see us making a deep run in Champions Cup, League Cup. Maybe might be the first time we crash out of the group stage. And I'm just saying that as the form is right now. If something changes in practice or something, then 100% there's still a long season, but in the current form that we're doing, we got to figure it out. Whatever that has to be of teamwork, what if it's just a change of scenery, a change of players, maybe benching players that don't need to start anymore for a while just to show up passion, but that's about it.
I mean, complacency, I think, is a thing with some of our players. They know they're going to be out there. There's no question they're going to be starting. We know who they are. They're safe in their role. So how much do they have to push? Are you really going to have the guts to take them off the field for one?
Well, that's the whole point.
Yeah.
Well, that's the whole point of like what Uruguay's head coach, why Oliveira left, because they don't care. You know what I mean? So maybe I understand, like, with the USL and the pro reg thing coming up, maybe that's something that needs to happen. I know all the owners and everything putting millions and hundreds and thousands of dollars into this and stuff like that, whatever. But at the end of the day, this league isn't like this. The next step, the next MLS 4.0 or 4.5 needs to evolve and show urgency, because at the end of the day, we're just going to be the NBA. And, you know, what do we just go for draft picks, which doesn't really matter for anything?
Oh, you get the vibe of, well, it just got to be a little over 500. We get into the show and then we'll make a run. That's okay. We're only playing for certain games and that's it. Otherwise, through the motions, and we'll show up for the big ones, you know, and it felt like that. It did feel like that this week. That's for sure. I do see some comments. Ma'am, do you want to add anything else before I go to the comments from our supporters?
Nah. Right. Tony sums up easily. It's quite simple. Unless something changes, we're not going to have a good season. Although, yes, we've won first couple of games, but we've got to keep momentum going, and that's a big thing.
Definitely. Definitely. You got to build it. Look, we have a big match against Miami. Yes, I see the promotions. That's great. But if this performance, if this is what we're going to get against Miami, people will be walking out at halftime. It's going to get ugly really fast. You know, Tony and I won't, but I could tell you it's not going to be pretty that match, especially if Messi can play. Even if Suarez, even if they don't have Messi, Suarez is there, right? And you put up that kind of performance, they're going to eat you alive. They got to get it straight. They got to get it straight. All right, let's see some of the comments out there. Of course, our Carlos Vela account. Love it. Jumping in the mix for the fun of it. This one, of course, I'm waiting for my boy Griezmann to say officially he's coming to LAFC before I announce myself being back. I mean, yeah, that was one of the debates I heard this week, that the Carlos Vela thing. And I'm with you guys on the lack of closure when it comes to the story of Carlos Vela. It's irregular. You know, it's not supposed to end this way. It's not supposed to, I mean, if he does come back for $150, I don't think we're going to say no to that. For big money, we all know it won't be. But I have a feeling if Griezmann is coming here, then Vela is a part of the package. That's just how it rolls. And I'm okay with that. I am. I'm in the camp of this. We'll see how this turns itself out. And of course, the Antoine Griezmann account that pops up every time. It's always fun. Says, yes, sir, Vela, my boy, I'll see you soon. I will have talks with Atletico Madrid about leaving this month. We'll be moving to LAFC. I mean, that's the rumors that are out there. So, right, an early departure, not a late departure. We're all on board. I think if it happens, it happens. Everybody's going to be happy about it. I think it's a matter of time. It's just, yeah, that's it, a matter of time. We don't know the timing yet. Will it be too late? I don't know. Yeah, have fun with that, guys. And, of course, somebody's putting the Paul Pogba out there. That's a whole different story, and I'm not so sure about that one, guys. But, yeah, fun times. Let's see. Yeah, you guys are having a lot of fun with the chats, all the player stuff. So have fun with that, guys. I get you. All right, so moving forward. We do have some community news, I think, Tony, right?
Yeah, we do. Course 3252 memberships, I forgot to mention that last week, is up and available. So it's gone up a little bit, but for this time around, it's, you know, there's two different ones. The top tier one, of course, this time you get a trucker hat and a keychain along with a scarf, a pin, and a patch this time. So if you go down for the minimum of it, of course, you get the scarf, a patch, and a pin. So just sign up. This goes well for, you know, 3252 helped with paying for TIFOs, drum repair, anything 3252 related, as well as also, you know, helps, you know, if you're looking for those away tickets, especially with San Diego, Carson, wherever you want to go, it's the perfect one to do, and helps, you know, also official SGs keep their 3252 official membership, and then also maybe bring in new 3252 supporter groups in. So just make sure you sign up before it runs out, because it will eventually.
I put mine in. Bam put his in. Over there, yeah. Bam's got his. Tony's got his. You know why? You aren't going to San Diego without it. Ha. Yeah, road trips are critical, and if you want to be on the list for those, especially in the supporter groups, yeah, you gotta support the movement, that's for sure. If you love those TIFOs and want to brag about the TIFOs, someone's got to pay for that. All those little things. So yeah, join in. Dude, the swag's actually pretty cool this year. Even that tag is pretty neat for travel. So the away day tag. Tony, which one did you go with this year?
I went with the 65. Kind of wanted the trucker hat just to have something to work out in and everything. Like, even the keychain's pretty cool too. So I can add it to the thing.
There you go. Nah, it's cool. I dig it. I went basic this year because, you know, my money's going to a far off land, as the guys know. So yeah, money's tight, but tight for a good reason. You'll learn about it later, y'all. All right, so The other thing we'll, of course, cover is the Black and Gold Vinyl Club Minute. We don't know what it's going to be because Bam has a mystery choice. Be careful, everybody. Go for it, Bam.
So I'll start off with the singer of this song that I've done has a connection with Los Angeles, which I found out recently. He was a part owner of the Los Angeles Aztecs. He also was part owner of and chairman and director of Watford. So I'm going with Elton John from the Goodbye Yellow Brick Road album, Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting, because Saturday night I will be in LA.
Fighting through customs.
customs shouldn't be that bad. Last time I was in there, you know, it took me, I think, an hour to get through. So hopefully, again, it'll take us about the same time. So, but yeah, nah, Saturday night I'll be, well, technically Saturday afternoon I'll be in LA because we land around midday Saturday, but Saturday night I'll be out watching the game somewhere. I'll let everyone know where that will be. So if they want to come meet up, definitely do. But I'm still working out where we're going to do it.
There we go. There we go. That's right. Bam needs a watch party. Hit him up. I'm telling you. Yeah, man. So Bam's in town. Y'all know it's going to be a lot of shenanigans next week. He'll keep y'all covered. That's for sure. But we can't wait for that to happen. Elton John, yes. That is awesome. Good choice. And yes, the Aztecs. Brilliant. Brilliant. All right. So we got our Black and Gold Vinyl Club Minute in the books. Of course, what does that do? What does that do? It leads us into a preview of LAFC at Sporting Kansas City. Yeah, right into it, guys. We're jumping right into these things tonight. Of course, we're playing them 5:30 p.m. kickoff on Saturday. They've had a bit of an interesting year so far. As have we. Of course, we know we are in the doldrums at the moment. Well, guess what? They haven't won a game yet. So that's rather interesting. I think they got, what, 3 losses and a tie. And their draw was last week. So hasn't been 100% amazing. The draw was at home, 3-3 draw to Minnesota United FC, which is not a pushover club, as we all know. They did still drop 3 goals. They've actually scored in all but one. The only team they didn't score on was, well, Austin FC. So we're familiar with that.
That yeah. Being said, though, their 3-3 draw at home was after down 3-0 at halftime.
True that. Yes. Yeah. But good on them for doing that. I must say that's a good fight back. I heard a lot of fans walked away early and missed all the fun in the second half, which was pretty funny. Like they have anywhere else to go. If you know, you know. That's pretty wild to me. But, yeah, they earned that draw. They earned that draw. Outside of that, again, they haven't been blown out by anybody. It's been close for them. It's just the results haven't quite been there. I think they've lost, yeah, 3-1 to Miami away, 2-1 to San Jose, who we know what San Jose's up to this year, 2-1 to DC away. Again, not being embarrassed, just not getting across the line. Now, looking at their lineup compared to last year, there are some changes this year. It ain't quite what it used to be. Some of the old faces are no longer a part of the club. So if you look at their last match, they, of course, went with the 4-2-3-1. We're not surprised by that either. In this camp, they had Puskamp in goal, Volader and Joaquin as their center backs. Outside backs were Ndembe and Davis, Bissong and Nardoja were their defensive midfielders. Garcia was their attacking mid. Outsides was Suleimanov and Tommy. There's a familiar face. He's always doing damage on the outside mids. And then their new striker, of course, Jovalić from Carson. Yeah, he got sent packing, which is a good reason why Carson's struggling so much, right? A lot of their faces are gone too. But yes, they ended up getting Jovalić. Good news for them. I think other faces that we know, I think Kyrie Shelton found his way into that match. Leibold found his way into the match. Memo Rodriguez, Daniel Salawi as well. So, yeah, there's some familiar faces, but a lot of changes for this side. A little bit younger in their look, but the system never changes, right? We've had the same manager for, you know, 28 million years. You kind of expect some things from this side. So yes, we know Kansas City. Everyone knows Kansas City. We know how they approach their match. It is all about how they perform. Now, historically, have we been amazing in that stadium? Bam, tell me, have we been amazing there?
been all right. You know, it could be better, could be worse.
Yeah, ups and downs. That's for sure. We've had some heartbreakers, but we've had some moments. But not always amazing. It's usually a bit of a task. Now, knowing how the weather's been in the Midwest the last few days, especially today, expect some cold, guys. It could be a little bit rough. I mean, I know Omaha, they had a snow out for their Open Cup match, so that's not too far away. It's going to be cold for those of you traveling, and I know some of you are traveling. Yeah, so could be interesting from what we're going to see from these guys. They are due. They're at home, and it's us. Yeah, you can't look away from this one. Bam, how concerned are you with this latest away day?
I am actually quite concerned for the pure fact that we are missing players that on international duty as well. So first off, Ordaz, you know, he's off with El Salvador. He started today in their 2-1 loss to Houston in the friendly. Their next match is Saturday as well, so he'll be off with them, so there's no Ordaz. And then we're also missing Bwonga. And yes, Bwonga's last match wasn't the greatest, let's be honest there, but he does always bring something to the team. And he's playing in 13 and a half hours against the Seychelles, and then his next game will be on Sunday against Kenya. So he's gone for the weekend. So that's two players who's been critical to our team that have gone for this match.
Yep. Add to the fun, Giroud is hurt. He won't be back until early April, they're saying. Marlon is still going to be out. It says early April for him as well on the listing that I saw. De La Valle, well, he's just always on the injured list. So those are the three that I see. Otherwise, for international match duty, I think that's it. Otherwise, what's left is left. This might be a blessing in disguise because it does force a change. We could see the Martinez. Well, I would expect Martinez and Under to be out there at the same time with Ebo Bise. If I was going to guess my starting lineup for the top three on the top side, I think that's what you got. Bam, do you see anything other than that for your striker and wingers?
For me, obviously, Ebo Bise will be starting up top. I can see... Let's have a look. I'm going to say Martinez and Under for the wings. It
might be dynamic, guys. Honestly, Under's hungry. Ebavise's hungry. Martinez, he's always hungry. Like, there's no question that guy's going to be fighting. So I think it might be fun to watch. I think it'd be a refreshing change.
I'm going to throw it there. I think we're only going to play two up top. It's going to be a 4-4-2.
Ooh, okay. If that's the case.
Drop Martez back to the right winger to in midfield and have Under and Ibobisi up top.
Could be interesting. I think Under likes going out wide, which was a dynamic play, right? I mean, you make it happen anyway. But, yeah, the other thought is Martinez dropping low. Could be fun too. More yardage for that guy is going to be more dangerous. So, who else, of course, would be midfield? Probably our typical three, right? Going to four, you know who the other three are going to be. No surprises.
Yeah. Tillman and all that. So,
Delgado.
Number eight. Yep.
Jesus. Yeah. Center back situation, of course. Last time was Tafari and Long. I can't help but think it's going to be exactly the same because I don't think anybody wants Segura out there right now. Am I wrong in this?
No, to me, Tafari had a good game. Why punish him? He's had a good game. Keep him there.
Yeah, he wasn't the liability on the day. Not at all. He was not. He was fine out there. He was doing his job. Same with Long. I don't put it on those guys in this match. You saw the corner kick. It was ridiculous. Outside backs, again, typical. Palencia, Hollingshead. Why would it be any different? Why would I expect any different? Throw it out to you guys out there. Throw up your lineups as well. I don't think it's going to be anything other than that. We're on the road. We have to get a result. We're going to use the best possible players we can to get our result. You don't want to lose four in a row.
No.
It's time for us to act like the wounded animal for once and get out there and get nasty with it, right? Play hard, play edgy, piss a few people off and get a ball across the line and we go home. I don't think you need much more than that. Simplify your game, get the job done. What do you think, man?
To me,
what's the requirement this week?
Requirement for this is where I'm going to say I'm a little bit torn. Like, obviously, SKC, we want to beat them, especially in SKC. But I'm also looking ahead a week, too. You know, you got the big game against the newcomers, San Diego, coming up. You know, San Diego's had a good run so far. They're currently second on in the West.
Yeah.
They beat Carson opening day. So to me, I want to show them what NLA team's all about as well. So it's one of those where it's like, do we go for the 3 points and see what happens next week? Or do we rest those players that might have that little niggle, get a point in SKC and go full force the week after?
I mean, I'm of the impression that you need to get rhythm working. You need to get something working out there. You need something to build off of. The result on the road is something we need, especially after getting thumped in Seattle. We can't have another one of those. That would be dire if we had another bad result. They got to stop it. They got to stop the bleeding. This is a good time to do it. In terms of San Diego, you know, they've got a few injuries, but man, they're looking proper. They really are. It's such a well-organized team. We will preview them next week extensively. There's some really surprising players in that lineup. They've made some good purchases. I know Chucky's not feeling great right now, but others have stepped up. Especially one of our old players, right? Angel is really stepped up for them. But yeah, this time, this game, I really don't want to look ahead. They can't afford to at this point. They get lost in the shuffle. So my thoughts for sure. All right, yeah, Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, which I agree with and all that. But at the same time, no, I think I'm just being a bit more selfish because I'll be at the game. I just want to make sure that we walk away from that game with 3 points. That's a big thing too. I think it's just a little bit of selfishness.
I get you, man, but I think you're going to see the top lineup anyway. And if they do thump those guys, you're going to see the top lineup with a hop in their step. They got a whole week. A week's an eternity for LAFC. We're used to playing on 3 or 4 days rest. This is like, what? Too many days off, man. We're in it now, man. I think, you know, no rest. Just let it rip. So, oh gosh, this is fun. Falcon, I see Falcon jumped on. Good to see you on there. He had a Black and Gold Vinyl Club minute nomination, Becoming the Bull. So there you go. I like this one from Omar Campos. LAC needs to call up Matt Evans. Hey, there you go. If you saw LAC too, there's a few faces out there that might be up for stepping up, especially with some guys not. Yeah, I'm with you there. Omar Campos, no Pulido, no party. And then he also said, yeah, the Omaha match got rescheduled for Friday. Yeah, blizzard conditions. Nice and snowy. I have a lot of family that lives out in Omaha. So, yeah, Union Omaha, dude. Love what they're doing out there. So, good luck to them on Friday. I hope they move on to the next round. That's for sure. Yeah, dude, rough weather. But, yeah, with the guys, again, it is critical. At this point, they have to get results. No ands, ifs, or buts. They got to get something going on here. If they don't, momentum will be just a wreck for the next match. High pressure. And again, do you want to lose 5 in a row or risk the 5th loss in a row in San Diego? That just, yeah, we can't be like Carson, people. You know, not calling penalties that are penalties just so we can get a lousy point for the entire season. No, nonsense. We just got to handle our own business. That simple. All right, Bam. So see the comments out there. Good on you guys. Keep it going. Again, I love the fake accounts too, with the Ilya and all that. Yeah, have fun with it, guys. it's all good. I'm going to throw this out there as well. Thanks to Tony popping that on there. The membership for 3252, it's you see it under the screen there, but basically the 3252.net/membership is where you're going to find that thing. Go for it. Products look like they're good quality this year, and you know it's going to do a good cause, right? So there we are. All right, on that note, I know it's a quick episode, but yeah, we started this thing kind of late, so no surprises there. Bam's got to pack his bags. I got to enjoy my spring break. I'm just going to throw that out there, among other things. So, yeah, we're not going to keep it for too long this week. Of course, Tony, we kind of lost him for a bit there. Hoping all is well, of course, for Tony. You all see him soon anyway. So, all right, on that note, it's time to close this bad boy up as we always do. So I'm going to go to Bam. You lead the way, sir. Your final thoughts on the day.
Final thoughts, as always, mental health matters. Look after your mental health. I know I will be for the next 3 weeks when I'm over there, spending a lot of time at Disney, spending some time in Vegas. Unfortunately, the way that my trip's been panned out is I actually won't be in LA for the Miami home match. I was hoping for it to be the second leg, not the first leg. So I'll be in Phoenix. So I'll be missing out on that one, but that doesn't matter. I'll be back in LA soon after that. So if you see me around Disneyland, come say hi. I'll be posting where I'll be most of the times and all that kind of stuff. So if you see me, come say hi. Always up for a chat. Always up for a bit of banter and all that kind of stuff. Again, you know, I land at midday on Saturday, get through customs, hopefully be out of there by 1-2 o'clock at the latest. Then I'll go check into my hotel up at Universal. Going to spend a couple of days up there before heading to Disneyland. So I'll be out and about. As again, check the socials and you'll see where I am.
There we are. Looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun, especially that game in San Diego. You know, the shenanigans will be in full effect. Old time's sake, you know, it's got to be that way.
Oh, yeah.
Got to be that way. Yeah. Of course, Jerry, our old friend, Jerry, supporter liaison for San Diego. So we're looking forward to seeing him down there as well. You know, this might hear from him about a preview. Right? Well, maybe. But yeah, we're looking forward to seeing him. That's for sure. And of course, taking down his team now, because that's what we do. We got to do it. Your expansion side. No love when it comes to 90 minutes. Other than that, all hugs all around. So, all right. On that note, my final thoughts will be, hey, guys, breathe. I think breathe is it. Yeah, it's been a rough, short few games. Again, no rest for the guys. Not an excuse, but it's there. They got to fight through it. They got to get a result this weekend. It's that simple. Definitely go enjoy the watch parties this weekend. I know Truly has a big one going on, so those going to that should be pretty well attended. Those going to others, yeah, stick together. Have a good time. Always look out for each other. It's essential that we do that. And, of course, support your team through and through. Wear the colors whenever you can. It's part of staying golden, right? And on that note, final words. Bam.
Stay golden.
And from me to all of you, stay golden, Los Angeles.
Thank you for listening to the Heart of LAFC. Make sure to leave us a rating and review on iTunes or Stitcher. Shoulder to shoulder, the black and gold is taking over.